Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Kind of pleasant, I got to tell you something. 75-ish, nice and dry. We got so much we're going to be dealing with today. My friend Reagan Reese, she is the chief White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. She'll be with us at 4:05. Really, really, really looking forward to chatting with her. She and I were part of the delegation with Newsmax Television over in Israel a couple of weeks ago. She's a brilliant, brilliant young woman. Really, really is. And, in fact, had a great sit-down with President Trump not too long ago. So we will chat with Reagan about all of those issues. And, of course, the continuing fallout with the murder of Charlie Kirk. Rob Chadwick is dropping by. And when I say that Rob Chadwick is dropping by, I mean that Rob Chadwick is actually dropping by. He will be here in the former Plaque Shack. I still haven't come up with a good new name for it, but he will be here because he's in the area. He's going to be lecturing at some places. You know, he heads up a training for Delta Defense, U.S. Concealed Carry Association. Great, great folks. I'm really looking forward to having him drop in. He's going to stick around for drinks and dinner, and we'll have a good old time. Tony Pham, former director of ICE for President Trump, will be here at 5:35. We'll kick things off with Brian Maloney. 3:35. Couple of things I want to update you on. Number one, if you live in the Clover Hill District in Chesterfield County, yes, you can take actions to remove Democrat Dorothy Dot Heffron from her Chesterfield County School Board seat. I've told you, 2,500 plus signatures of registered voters in the Clover Hill District. There is now a petition that has been drafted. I did not draft it, so I can't give you too many details except to say it's from Rally Virginia. That's Ruse and her team. They do some pretty good work, I got to tell you that. So that petition, the link to that petition, I have now posted on my social media so that you can go and download it, get it signed, sign it, share it, do whatever you'd like to do. Again, I can't do anything more than simply tell you what's available to you. I don't live there. I'm not eligible to participate in voting for her, or in this case, signing a petition against her. But you are, if in fact you are in Chesterfield County's Clover Hill District. So I will leave that out there for you. Again, it's on all of my social media pages, The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook. I sent it out on X. It's on that Jeff Katz Radio Katz page as well. I've been putting up a lot of more serious stuff over there since Charlie's assassination. I'll get back to fun and frivolity. And, well, you know, in all candor, I won't be putting up pictures of the kids anymore. That I'm not going to do. I'm just changing a few things, and I think that's going to be one of them. The dean of students at Clover Hill High School is still in her job, and that is, well, that's questionable. Why is she still there? Why has the Chesterfield County Public School System not removed her? She, too, celebrated the murder of Charlie Kirk on social media. She is the dean of students for Clover Hill High School. Now, that one doesn't require a petition. That one doesn't require voters in the district to say, well, you know, we got to get together. We got to get an attorney. No, no. This is a personnel decision. This one is an HR decision inside of the Chesterfield County Public Schools. So we will see. We will see exactly what happens with that. I don't want anybody to lose their job. Let me be clear on that. And I say that as one, throughout my life, I've seen people lose their job. I've lost jobs. My dad experienced layoffs. I don't think my mom ever lost a job. Now that I think about it, she was a nurse and she was always working. My brother, chef, he's lost jobs here and there. It happens. And it's never easy. And so I don't wish that upon anyone. I also know, however, that each and every job that you may or may not have comes with a set of responsibilities, a set of guidelines, right? There are requirements, and if you don't meet the requirements or you violate a portion of whatever your job duties are, the standards are violated, well, then that company, that agency, that government has every right to say to you, thank you very much. We wish you well in your future endeavors. Get out. They can do that. And so that decision is absolutely positively up to the Chesterfield County Public Schools HR department to see what is appropriate or not appropriate for the dean of students at Clover Hill. We'll see. I'll keep you updated on it. I don't know anything more about it as we speak. And Jimmy Kimmel, who is, well, what do you say about Jimmy Kimmel? Jimmy Kimmel has, in my humble opinion, not been funny in years. Not in years. He turned his program into a nonstop propaganda piece attacking not just President Trump, but attacking conservatives, attacking Republicans, and mocking conservatives and Republicans and President Trump. Now, if in fact any of it were funny, then I would say, hey, that's what comedy is. Comedy takes positions on things that many people hold sacred, and comedians then, well, they poke fun at them, and some of the stuff makes you really uncomfortable. Some of the stuff makes you laugh out loud immediately. The problem that I've had with Kimmel for a long time is that he just hasn't been funny, and there hasn't even been an effort to be funny. It has simply been, for what, 10 years now? Nonstop left-wing political agitprop. But that doesn't mean that ABC should ditch the program. If ABC is looking at it and saying, hey, you know what, we got a really good audience, lots of people watching it, lots of people buying advertising, we're making money on it, hey, this is what people want, this is what we're going to give them. But ABC looked at this and said, you're not worth it right now. Now, they may or may not bring him back. My sense is that you've probably seen the last of Mr. Kimmel on ABC. Let's take a listen to what prompted, I believe, the situation. Well, what prompted it, and then I'll explain to you how two big media companies, Nexstar and Sinclair, actually are responsible, not the FCC. People on the left are trying to demonize the FCC because the chair over there, Brendan Carr, a conservative, a Republican, a Trump appointee, They're trying to blame Donald Trump. They're trying to claim that Donald Trump and Brendan Carr, the FCC, are silencing critical voices. That's not true, and I'll explain the details in a second. Cut number one, please, Germ.
We had some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks? They just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty.
Yes. He's at the fourth stage of grief, construction. Demolition. Construction. This is not how an adult grieves the murder of someone he called a friend. This is how a four-year-old mourns a goldfish, okay?
All right, so a couple of pieces to that. Couple of pieces. The part about the fourth stage of grieving being construction, that's kind of funny. His comparison to a child, what was it, a four-year-old mourning a goldfish, eh. But it was the part at the beginning that has caused all of the difficulty, right? If you listen to him say what he said about the president and the 4-year-old and the goldfish, some people, I guarantee you, thought, that's kind of funny. Yeah, that's funny. Other people thinking, that's not funny. I think the most of us were kind of like me, like, I get it. I get the effort at it. I didn't think it was all that funny, but I wouldn't get rid of someone for that. The piece before that President Trump was in the fourth stage of grief, construction. Well, you know, if you know anything about Kubler-Ross and the DABDA, D-A-B-D-A, those are the stages of grief. So that one, in another context, you know what? I would put that in the, that was kind of funny. In another context, in another place. Was it appropriate there? Probably not my call. But it was the first part. And Germ, I'm going to ask a favor here. You don't have to play the whole thing, but I want to go back just so everybody can hear exactly how Mr. Kimmel positions the beginning. Right at the beginning, please.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from.
Okay. As one of them. The MAGA gang, I guess that's me because I'm committed to making America great again. The MAGA gang, again, I guess that's me because I quite proudly and forcefully and enthusiastically support President Trump. So I guess I'm the MAGA gang. You're probably the MAGA gang. This alleged murder has nothing to do with the, quote, MAGA gang. By the time that Kimmel went on the air with that, it was well known that the alleged murderer was a leftist, was involved in a relationship with another guy who says he's a gal, that the alleged shooter had written on the shells all sorts of left-wing phrases. In other words, the problem with this is that Kimmel, not in an effort to be funny, but in an effort to be rather serious, stated as fact something that everyone in America, frankly, knows is not true. That's the problem. So, why is he no longer doing that show. I'll explain that to you in just a moment. Stay with me. Remember, Reagan Reese, chief White House correspondent from the Daily Caller, is going to be here at 4:05. Reagan and I were just in Israel a couple of weeks ago. She's just an amazing reporter. Oh, my gosh, what a rock-solid reporter, and looking forward to having her on the show. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. .322, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. The weather is actually pretty nice. Got news for you. It's a good day to open up those windows. Why is Jimmy Kimmel no longer with ABC? Well, Jimmy Kimmel still is with ABC. ABC has not announced that they have terminated his program, but they are not airing it. And so it's not in production at the moment. According to the New York Post, Jimmy Kimmel is livid. He don't understand it. He was given the opportunity, according to the New York Post, to go on his show and apologize and then move on with life. He chose not to, according to the Post. And so he is where he is. We are where we are. But it is not really because of ABC, and it is absolutely not because of the FCC. It is because of two companies you probably have never heard of, Nexstar and Sinclair. Nexstar and Sinclair, between the two of them, own and operate the largest number of ABC television affiliates in America. Both of those companies said they were going to pause the broadcast of the Kimmel show. If you don't have any clearances for your show, do you know what happens? Advertisers say, hey, either give us our money back or cut our rates. Because your deal here is that you're supposed to be airing in this market and this market and this market and this market. You go down the list. And when the two largest ABC TV network affiliates announce that they find the Kimmel program awful, I mean, that's the nicest way that I can say it, then ABC has to say, well, look, this is not going to be working for us then. Because if your show's not airing in these markets, and then the advertisers come back and say, give us our money back, and we got to give money back, or we got to start cutting rates, well, now we're not making money, we're already losing money on your show. Hey, it's a good time for you to maybe take a break. Go away. And so that's where we are. New York Post is also reporting that Jimmy Kimmel is hoping that he can break his contract with ABC. You know what? My sense is ABC would be thrilled if he broke his contract, if they could figure out a way to get rid of him. No ratings, huge revenue loser, major expenses, and a sea change in this country, dare I say, a turning point in the USA, looking at what we want to see, what we want to listen to, what we will tolerate from folks like Jimmy Kimmel. 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, kind of pleasant. Got news for you. We're going to have a nice weekend. I'm looking a little further ahead in that forecast. Really looks nice. Yeah, it's going to be warmer than we've seen in a while. But again, pleasant is the word I'm going to go with. We've got a absolutely wonderful show this afternoon. Reagan Reese is going to be joining us at 4:05. Reagan and I were part of this delegation, thanks to Newsmax, over to Israel a couple of weeks ago. Reagan is the chief White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. Had a one-hour sit-down about a week or so ago with President Trump. So I'm really, really, really looking forward to spending some time with her on the air and hearing her thoughts on everything that's going on. Rob Chadwick, a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI out of Quantico, who now heads up training for Delta Defense, U.S. Concealed Carry Association. He's going to be here. He's actually, he's actually coming for dinner this evening. And so we figured show up just a little early, do the show here, and then go inside for cocktail hour and snacky bits. You know, I don't do that for everybody, but we're doing it for Rob. And then Tony Pham, President Trump's ICE director in the first term, will be here at 5:35. And on Friday Eve, of course, Brian Maloney, the great Brian Maloney, media equalizer, joins us. There's a lot of media stuff that we got to equalize right about now, Brian. I'm not even sure where you want to start, so I'm just gonna hand it to you. I don't know if it's Kimmel or someone else. You tell me, my friend.
Well, the thing is, Jeff, I was just listening to your news update, your Fox News update there, just going into the segment, and you know, I don't know if you were able to hear. You're probably busy preparing for your segment here, but I mean, did you hear what they were saying? The questions that were being asked about Kimmel are yeah. ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, they are. Give me your sense of this. This whole cancel culture, which is what we're told this is simply the latest example of. I'm not sure about that. I think there's a real business element to it. But let's say it is. The left started this a long time ago, weaponized it, and now, I don't know, is it just turnabout as fair play?
Well, it's the first time I've seen us play offense probably in my lifetime and yours.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
And they don't like when the shoe's on the other foot. They do not like that one bit. And I think that's what we're looking at right now. But, you know, the Kimmel decision began not with ABC. APC was dragged into this. It was because two groups of large station owners, one is Sinclair Broadcasting and the other is Nexstar, and they own a lot of these local TV affiliates across the country. They pulled the plug on him and said, we're not running him anymore. And ABC had to go along with it because, I mean, you're going to lose half your stations overnight. And, you know, he's been struggling in the ratings for a really, really long time. So is this censorship or is it the excuse ABC was finally looking for to get him out of his contract? And if you, in that news update, that's essentially what the president was saying, was that, you know, it was about ratings. I mean, something triggered it ultimately, but and it was an incredibly stupid comment that he made anyway, that Kimmel made anyway, if you heard what he was saying. Yep. He was completely ignorant about the nature of the shooter and who he was.
I'm with you, Brian. Let me remind everybody, Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is joining us. In all candor, I have not been a fan of Kimmel's in a long, long, long time. Very early, I thought there were a couple of things that he did more as a stand-up and then doing some of the radio stuff, which was interesting. I didn't think it was laugh-out-loud funny. But again, I get it. Certain people hear things, they think it's great, others... But the entire show, the last 10 years on his show, has been this nonstop diatribe against conservatives, against Republicans, against President Trump. And if you're in an opinion sector, that's fine, right? I mean, you and I know that we talk about issues yeah. more than, I don't know, brand new shoe styles. But if you're the late night guy on ABC or CBS, you're supposed to be funny. That is your assignment. And man, if you're not doing that, then you got to go. I just don't either, you know, no harm, no foul. Just get your stuff and get out.
Yes. Well, and that's the bottom line, because if, you know, I mean, you look at Johnny Carson, and he stayed out of politics. Mm-hmm. You know, he always stayed apolitical. Right. And never really, people didn't even really know where he stood politically. And he was definitely on the left side, by the way. But yes. he stayed apolitical in the monologues all those years. And after he left television, lashed out at, you know, those who were taking things in a partisan direction, saying, look, you know, you're not supposed to be up there espousing an ideology. You're there to make people laugh. And that's it.
Yep, Carson, what a great example, because Carson, you're absolutely right. From his perspective, if you were watching, apolitical, jokes were made in equal numbers
exactly.
on each side, and Jay Leno, I think, adopted the same sort of mindset, and he has been weighing in on some of this, also saying, look, your job's supposed to be funny. It's the end of the day. The last thing people want is another dose of the real news or your political stuff. They want to laugh, for God's sakes.
Well, and the even better example of all of this is Saturday Night Live, where they stopped yes. even trying to be funny, stopped telling jokes, and just started depressing, you know, the what out of everybody,
yep.
The few people still watching, and creating a miserable show. And, you know, I mean, then they wonder why nobody likes it anymore.
Exactly. Brian Maloney joining us, the media equalizer. Let's talk about media in the year 2025. And where this is headed, and I want to anchor it with Charlie Kirk, obviously. But now Turning Point USA unanimously saying that his widow, Erica, is going to be the new CEO. I don't know about you, I had never really known very much about her, but her appearances since her husband's murder, I think have been amazing. I think that.
Yeah,
she's I don't want to sound crass, but man, she's got it, if you know what I mean. She can easily step in front.
And I think that's unanimous consent on that. I think she's really emerged as a star in the wake of this atrocity that has occurred, and stepped up and shown the strength and the energy and the drive and everything that's necessary to move it forward. So when they made that decision, I was very, very happy, because I was hearing some names of others who were in the running that I think would have been very, very disappointing picks. And I'm not even going to name them, but just people who were potentially going to be picked for name recognition rather than action. And I think this is a group that's about action, and she will take it there. So, you know, so she was a star, and I'm sorry this had to happen for her to emerge on her own, you know, to fulfill her own potential in this world. I'm sorry that's how it came about. It's horrible. I mean, but the bottom line is she will take it far, and they have momentum. And I think overall we have momentum, and I'm sorry that, you know, someone had to take such a sacrifice to make that happen. It sounds horrible, but it is the truth.
It is what is emerging, no doubt about it. And clearly she's a brilliant woman. I think in a second would say I whatever comes my way as a result of this, I would trade right now to have Charlie back, to have my husband back, to have my daughters back.
Of course.
But I'm going to pick up the mantle because she's the only one, as far as I'm concerned, that can say something like, well, I know that's what Charlie would want, right? You got a lot of people.
Exactly. She knew, yeah. You know, and what I want to do, Jeff, is take this to these Virginia races that are on the ballot where early voting is starting in like a day. And if you were getting tomorrow. Their apologies for jumping the gun. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No,
I mean,
no.
Early voting starts tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. We've got 45 days of it, and we have the usual release of polls from left-wing operations telling us we don't have a chance, and, you know, Republicans should just stay home and not vote. You know how the way that game is played.
Oh, absolutely. I was listening to the poll news. Like I said, it was in that news update before this segment, and it was, you know, comfortable leads, you know, by the Dems or whatever, and the bottom line here is this all depends. I mean, just your listenership alone could move the needle entirely in the other direction and change the outcome of this. And that is a fact. But we have to be voting early as well. And some people on our site don't like to do it, but we have to be there too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if it's early voting, take advantage of it. Make sure your vote's counted. And I mean, I can't even, I think all of these races in Virginia are winnable, mm-hmm. all of them. And don't believe any of these polls that are designed to, you know, make you feel dejected or whatever the term is, you know, unenthusiastic or that it's a fait accompli or whatever.
That's right. That's right. And that's exactly what's happening right now,
Brian. Yeah.
It is, it's the usual suspects. I could have told you, if you would have said, hey, there's a poll out, I could tell you where it came from and who commissioned it, and it is designed, you want to talk about voter suppression, you know, it is designed to keep Republicans from voting.
Well, and I think that the key here also is that, you know, we have incredible candidates running in Virginia this cycle. I mean, candidates that you can really feel proud of and get behind and feel great about. And that helps a lot. It's not, you're not holding your nose for any of these people at all.
Right. No, absolutely not. No, this is going to be a major race, and it's incumbent upon those of us who have the ability, and I'm going to put myself in that category, to remind people, you got to get out, you got to vote early. It is, as you say, looking in from the inside, somebody who knows a lot about this stuff, winnable each of these statewide races. Brian, totally unfair, but what the heck, I know you can handle it. What do we get moving forward with this threatened government shutdown? If it happens, does the president get blamed or something else?
Well, we go through this over and over and over, and the actual shutdowns are rare. So usually it's hot air and, you know, an extension is passed and they kick the can down the road. You know, we go through this over and over. And if it happens, I guess, you know, the finger pointing. I mean, it's one of the most annoying situations that we face. But, I mean, you know, there isn't really anyone in Washington with the appetite to stop spending or the political backbone. There really isn't.
No, that's true.
So the bottom line is, you know, the spenders win every time and nothing changes. I'm sorry to sound so cynical, but I'm just going by every single time we went through this before.
Well, you are spot on, and well, that's to be expected. You are the media equalizers. Remind everybody, Brian, where they can follow you.
Well, you bet.
Part of everything you do. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is facebook.com/media equalizer. One word: media equalizer, or Red Wave America.
I love it, Brian. As always, my friend, thank you for being here. We will talk again in about a week. That is Brian Maloney, the media equalizer. Make sure that you sign up, you follow everything that Brian is doing over there on Facebook. Again, Media Equalizer on Facebook and Red Wave America on Facebook as well. Coming up at 4:05, when I tell you she's great, you can take my word on that and take that to the bank. Reagan Reese, the chief White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, is going to join us. I had the opportunity to spend the better part of a week traveling with her and others. I mean, it wasn't just the two of us, but with her and others through Israel, thanks to Newsmax and Prime Minister Netanyahu's office. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy. But now you're on hold. Listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm interested to hear what she had to say as she sat down with President Trump. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 354, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday evening. Reagan Reese, the great Reagan Reese, going to be with us at 4:05. Chief White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. Reagan recently had the opportunity to sit down one-on-one for an hour with President Trump. There are a lot of us that are envious, tell you that right now. She is just an amazing reporter. Let me tell you. I'll say it now because I don't know if I'm allowed to say it when she's here. Young woman, real reporter. Why do I say it? Because there's so many people in what I see as a younger generation of writers, broadcasters, reporters, journalists who just are not really all that interested in real journalism in this day and age. It's sad, but it's also true. And then I look at Reagan. I look at what she writes. I look at how she writes it. And she's right down the middle by the book. She's a great, rock-solid journalist. So anyway, she will be here at 4:05. Coming up, let's say 5:20. I'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets. Go see Brian Kilmeade, September the 27th, over at the Dominion Energy Center. Right? We'll do that. We'll do that at 5:20. Give you the chance to win those tickets. I will remind you, if you are a resident of Chesterfield County's Clover Hill Magisterial District and you're a registered voter, well, then you can sign a petition to remove Dorothy Dot Heffron from the Chesterfield County School Board immediately, as opposed to whenever she gets around to, packing up her stuff and getting out. It's interesting. I take a look at the James River Air text line. I didn't reference it all that much yet, but 833-804-1140. And I'm looking at some of the silly people who are trying to weigh in on things, and you just every once in a while have to scratch your head and roll your eyes and think, man, do you have a clue? Could I lend you a dollar so that you could buy a clue? Because you're so far off base. And there's a lot of that. There was a lot of that apparently coming from this morning. I don't know. I didn't listen. But it's just interesting stuff. Just very, very interesting. We'll deal with it a little bit later today. And as I mentioned, Tony Pham, former ICE director for President Trump, now a fellow of the America First Policy Institute, he'll be here at 5:35. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.